Yehakol Ma'arichin V'Nerchin. Everybody is in the parsha of Ma'arichin and V'Nerchin. This is the parsha of Erechin. We know in the Torah it says, if a person wants to give his Erech, which how much he's worth, to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Torah says exactly like this, how much each person is worth according to how old you are. So Ma'arichin means you could put upon yourself the value of somebody else. Let's say you go to somebody 30 years old and you say, how much the Torah says is worth his value, that's how much you want to put upon yourself the chiyuv to give to Hegdish. So that's called Hakol Ma'arichin. Everybody can put upon himself the value even of somebody else. And V'Nerchin means you have value. That means either you could say how much you're worth, or else somebody else could say upon you, your value, your Nerech, I want to give to the Beis HaMikdash, I want to give for Hegdish. So that's called Ma'arichin and Nerchin. The same thing, Noidrin V'Nidrin. Now, a neder already means you want to give money how much you're worth. In other words, the Torah says you're worth a certain amount, let's say from 30 to 50, you're worth 50 shkolim. Now, noidrin means you're not going after the erech the Torah says, but some you want to give how much the person himself is actually worth if we would be sold for an evit. Like, usually we shot you how much a person would buy you for an evit. So the noidrin means how much you're worth on the market for an evit. That much value, I want to give that money to Tzedakah, to the Hegdish. So again, Hakel Noidrin, everybody can make a neder mean, I could say upon myself that I want to give the value of somebody else to Hegdish. And the Nidrin goes back, if somebody else says it upon yourself, that somebody else says you want to give your value to Hegdish, it could be done also. Now, Kahanim Leviim V'Yisraelim, Noshim V'Yavodim. That Akoyin, Levi, Yisrael, Nashim, all these are included in Hakol Ma'arichin V'Nerchin and Nedrin and Nidrin, all included. Tumtum V'Yadrugnis. What about a Tumtum V'Yadrugnis? That's a person that's a Sufik, whether he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. Tumtum means the Mokum is covered up, we don't know what he is. On Drugnis, he has both Simonim, he has both Erevim, like an Isha and like a man. So Locha by them is Nedrin V'Nidrin. They're in the Parsha of Nedorim. They can make a neder, they can cobble upon themselves the value of somebody else give to Hegdish, or somebody else could give their value because they could be sold for an evid. Ma'arichin, they could also put upon themselves the value of somebody else. How much the Torah says somebody else is worth, they could put upon themselves that chiv to give to Hegdish. Avaloy nerchin, they themselves do not have the parsh of erchin. They themselves have no value. Because Rashi says, when the Pasuk Mishnah says, Sheina Nerech Ela Hazocha Vadai Unakeva Vadois. In the parsha of Erechin, it says clearly, Ish Aisha. So you have to be an Ish Vadai or an Isha Vadai. There the Torah gives us chum, how much you're worth. Mashenk in a Tumtum and Adrugnis, it's a Sophic what you are, whether you're a Zocher or an Akev, you're not a Vadai, either one of them. Therefore, you're not the parsha of Erechin, so you yourself do not have an Erech HaTorah. If somebody says how much your Erechin is, I want to give Hegdish, it's like saying nothing. If you say how much the person could be sold for an Evid, very good. You can still sell him for an Evid. But the special parsha of Erechin that the Torah says, Azchum, exactly how much you're worth, whether from beginning to 5 years old, 5 to 20, 20 to 15, different ages, how much you're worth, so on a Sufik Isha, there's no din Erechin. That's called a Avaloy Ma'arichin. Nifnei, now, Cheresh Shaita V'Kotin, we have a Cheresh, deaf and dumb, or a Shaita, fool, or a Kotin, under by mitzvah, bas mitzvah, is Nidrin. Somebody could make their, how much they're worth, somebody else could be Mechayiv upon themselves to give their value to Hegdish. V'Nerchin, somebody else could make upon themselves how much they are worth, because there is an Erech, how much they're worth. Avoloi Noidrin V'Loi Merichin, but they themselves, the Kotin, the Cheresh and the Shaita, they themselves cannot be mechayiv himself not to give noidrim in stam and neder, either how much somebody else is sold for neved or how much they're sold for neved. They can't put the chiv upon themselves, and the same thing v'loy ma'arichin. They can't put the chiv of erchin upon themselves, whether they want their own value or whether they want to take somebody else's value and put that chiv upon themselves. A cherishet mekon cannot do it, and the reason is mifnei she'ein behem das, they don't have das, they don't have enough das to make a chiv upon himself. But just a regular Jew could be Marech, could be Neider. He could put upon himself a Chiyuv to give this value to Hegdish. But if you're cut and you have no Das, he can't put the Chiyuv. Who are in a Cheresh Shaita? A Cheresh and Shaita also don't have Das, they can't put Chiyuv upon themselves. Now the Gemara says, Hakol Ma'arichin. How can the Mishnah talk about saying that general cloud, Hakol, everybody
could put an erech upon themselves. Hakol marichim asu yinai. What does it come to include? So Mara says, lasu comes to include mufla somach liish. Meaning in this parsha of Nedarim, you don't have to be bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. The year before that, the year before you become bar mitzvah, you could also make a neder. So marichim also, it's like a nedik alok. You're putting upon yourself a chiyuv to give the erech of somebody else or yourself to hekdish. So if you're muflach somach liish, means the year before you bar mitzvah, we abided you to see if you have that or not. Rashi says, or muflach kori al shem shebait kinois, we check him out. In yodei al haflus, if he knows how to make the neder, or lefaris l'shem mi neder, he knows what he's saying, l'shem mi hegdish, that the Gemara says in Perek Yetzidei from Sechta Nida, that if you know what you're talking about, and you're a year before the bar mitzvah, during that last year, then your neder, yechiyuv machal. So that's the Chiddush Mishnah, kol marichim is even a muflach somach liish. Now, Nerchim, what's the Mishnah saying? Lashon of HaKol Nerchim, L'asuyim, I was come to include, L'asuyim menuvol u'mukashrim. Even a person, Amish is disgusting, or the person who mukashrim has leprosy on him, even though al nidrin, he has no value. Somebody says, I want to be mechayev, how much you're really worth to be sold for a nevin, nobody will buy you, they wouldn't pay a penny for you, so you have no value. But if you go boss a lashon of Erchim, the Torah gives the value upon everybody, how much they're worth, according to how old you are. Not because you could be sold for Nevid, but as long as you're that age, you're in this parasha, even though you're manuvel mukashchin. That's chiddush for nakel nerchim. Is even a person that's a mukashchin has leprosy on him, that he really can't be sold for anything. But so what? Still is in the parasha of erchin, and according to how old he is, that's how much of a chiyev is his erch. Yeah. Boy, I said most like this. Because salt of dechaminach, I would have thought this the other way. Salt of dechaminach, neder be'erkecho ksiv. I would have thought to say, you make a neder be'erkecho, meaning how much he's worth. So I would have thought to say, kol sheyesh nebedomim, somebody that really has value to him, that he could be sold for an eved, then yesh nebe'erchen, then he's in the parasha of erchen, that if somebody says, erchi olai, you have to pay according to how much the Torah says he's worth. But I would have thought to say, for kol sheyesh nebedomim, somebody like a menubul or mukashchin, that cannot be sold at all for an eved, he has no value on the market. Maybe ain't a berchen, even though he's 20, 30 years old, maybe you don't have to pay 50 shkolim for him. Kamashlan, that's the Chiddush, know that nefroshois koldu. That Pasuk says, erch and nefroshois, Rashi says, nefroshois, mashma kol shu nefesh. As long as you're alive, you're a nefesh, and you're that age, you have the parash of erchen on you. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, hakil, nerchen, everybody has a value to him according to the way the Torah gives you. As long as you're alive and you're that age. Now, when the Mishnah says Neudrin, Mishnah says Akil Neud, everybody can make a neder. Lasuyim, I wasn't come to include. So Mara says Nidrin, Diki Chiddush there is not so much in making the neder, but in the opposite way, Nidrin, everybody has a value to himself. The Mara says Itzrich Lei, I need this for Chiddush. So Mara says why? Like do this again. Neudrin is Lasuyim, I Nidrin is coming to include Nidrin. The Mara says Nidrin Itzrich Lei. I need the Chiddush of Neudrin for the second part, Nidrin, that everybody has value to him. And so let's see that Nidrin Lasuyimai, what if this Indian of value comes to include? E Lasuyi Tumtum Vadrugnis, if you want to tell me a Chiddush, that this Tumtum Vadrugnis, you have a suffix, whether they're man or an Isha, that even though they have no Erechon on them, but they do have value, but there's Nidrin. Because somebody says, I'm Mechayiv myself to give, how much money this Tumtum can be sold for an Eved? So we have to see, as much as he could be sold, you have to give the money. So that's what the Mishnah means to include when it says, Hakol Nidrin, Fred Gemara Behedi Katani Lu. The Mishnah says at the end clearly. The Mishnah says clearly that even though a Tumtum V'Adrugnis is not the Pasha of Erchin, but the Yon the Pasha of Nidrin. So the Mishnah says clearly. So what do you have to say? That's not Hakol in the ratio of the Mishnah. But it says, V'i Lasifa wants to include Chereshait of the Kotin, that even though the person is a Chereshait of the Kotin, he has no das, he can't put Chiyuv upon himself. If somebody else says upon this cotton that no matter how much he's worth, means how much he could be sold for never, I want to give to Egdish, that it's Charal, for the Gemara again also, that you could tell this also we learn clearly. It says this in the Mishnah, that a Chereshet of a cotton, and not Bataris Neudrin, but Bataris Nidrin. So what's the Mishnah mean to tell us? Elamai Ela, so it comes to conclude, Tochos Ben Chodesh, even though the kid is less than a month old. That Lachar Hilchos Erechin is, Erechin only starts once you're a month old. less than a month, you have no erchin. But maybe as nidrin, still yes, somebody will buy you, even though you're only 5 days old. So that's the chiddush, that you have nidrin, you have value to you, out to be sold. So again says, Ted, you could tell this, we learn clearly. Tomorrow later it says, that what even that comes to include that even though you're 1 or 2 days old, you're in the parasha of Nidrin, that you do have value to yourself, and if somebody's mechayed himself to give to Hegdish how much you're worth, so we have to see how much you're worth. That what even a guy also has value to it. The Jew says, I want to be mechayed myself to give how much this guy is worth, so you have to give his value to Hegdish. But the Gemara again, it's also a Gemara later that says clearly that Nidrin can even go upon a guy. If a Jew says, I want to be Mechayim of Peres and Neder like to give the value of this guy to Hegdish, so we have to see how much this guy is worth to be sold on the marketplace for an Evid, and his value you have to give to Hegdish. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So Mishnah says like this, that our Mishnah truly really comes to include that even though the kid is less than a month old, and he has no parsha of Erchin, but a parsha of Nidrin he has, he could be sold. The question is, the Mishnah of the Gemara late explains this, so I'll answer you, for Tony Vodim Aforosh and Echanami, the Mishnah here, first as a general klal, HaKoyol means Nidrin, and our Mishnah means to include even a kid that's less than a month old, and it's not a kash, like when the Mishnah later says it clearly, because the Mishnah later goes to explain what it said, B'kitzer, in our first Mishnah. So that's also Derech HaMishnayisim. The Mishnah could say HaKoyol, it comes to include what it says, and later the Mishnah goes to explain it. Now the Gemara goes through Shas, all different Mishnayos that we had before in Masechta. It says Hakol. What does it come to include? The Gemara says Hakol Samchim. This is the Gemara in Chulin, Gemara Menachis, that everybody's in the parsha of Smich. When you bring a korban, you have to put your hand on top of the korban. So Lasuya Mai, how come the Mishnah over there says Hakol? What does it come to include? The Gemara says Lasuya Yerush. Udoloi Kareb Yuda comes to include that a Yerush means if your father set aside, let's say, a korban shlamim, and your father died, and you yashin your father, so you have to bring the shlamim. And when you, the Yerush, bring it, you have to make a smicha. And the chiddush is not like a beauty sheet, like we'll soon see. Then there's a mission in Temurah that says, Hakol Mamirin. Everybody could make Temurah. If you have a korban and you say to another behemoth chulin, Zeh Tachazeh, it's Chal Temurah. So again, the question is, Lasu Yemai, what does that mission mean to include? So Mura says, Lasu Yerush again, with Loik Reb Yudah. That mission also means to include that even if you're Yash and your father's behemoth, your korban, or if your father made it shlomin, and your father died and you Yash in it, you're called the Bailam now, that if you would make Temura, you would take another behemoth's chulin, and say, Zetachazet, it's Takachal. Again, it's like you did. The Tanya was learned like this. We learned also Gemara Menachos and Gemara Temura, that the Mishnah says the Yerush Simach. Tanakam holds yes. If you Yash in your father's korban and you bring it, you have to make smicha. Yerush Meimah, you Yash and you become the Bailim, you could make Temura. Reb Yudaimah now, Yerush Eina Saimich, Yerush Eina Meimah. His shit was no. If you only Yash in the Korban, since you were not Makdashit, then you do not make Semich even though you bring it, and you cannot make Temura on it. Samar says, now my time with Reb Yudah, what's Reb Yudah's reasoning? Because the Dash is a part in the Yikur, it says, Korbonoi, Mashma, your Korban has to belong to you, you have to be Makdashit the Chathilah. For Loi Korban is not on your father's Korban. So on your father's korban, you don't have to make semicha, even though you bring it. And the Yalav Defri learns out chilas hegdish, mi saif hegdish. He learns out chilas hegdish from saif hegdish. Ma saif hegdish, yorushayin esayma. Just like the end of hegdish means after it's kaddish already, the dinamar to bring it, you have to make semicha. That the pasuk says korbanoi, only if it's yours, not if yorush, does not make saimech, that yorushayin esaymech. So if you don't ask chilas hegdish, the same thing in the beginning, means Temura is the beginning of making it Kaddish. The same thing, Yerush ain't a Meimer, that a Yerush cannot be Meimer. He learns out one from the other. Learns out Tchila from Seif. So Rashi says, Tchila Seidish means Temura, that's the beginning of Bimakdish to Meimer, from the Seif to the Din of Semicha. That's Rabbi Yudishita. For Rabbonim they say no. For Rabbonim say that the Pasuk says, Homer Yomer, in the Pasha of Temura, it's an extra word. L'rabbis comes to include Esa Yerush, that a Yerush could make Temur on his father's korban. And therefore, the Rabbanon know the opposite, that the Yalfin and Seif Hegdish, Mitzchila says, you learn out Semicha from Temura. Ma Tchila says, just like the beginning of Hegdish, you need to make it Temura. Yerush Meimer, the Pasuk says, Homer Yomer, even a Yerush, if you Yash in your father. You could also make Tumura on your father's Korban. Is Af Sof Hegdish, when you have the Korban, that's the Korban already, and as a Shalom doing Mitzvah Smichen at the end of the Avoidus, like when you start to do the Avoidus, the same thing Yerush Semech, a Yerush could make Smicha. Now the Gemara Stami is for Rabbonin. Hi Korbonim Ayovlei. What does Rabbonin do with the word Korbonoi, which is Mashmi, could only make smicha on your own Korban? So Gemara says, Mi Bola, they need this word Korbonim Le Korbonoi Kachavim. That not if a Jew brings a Korban for a Goy, even if we bring a Korban for a Goy, we don't have to make smicha. The same thing, Korbonoi Le Korban Chaveroi. If you bring your friend's korban, you don't have to make smicha. Only the bailim makes smicha, but not on your friend's korban. But a yerush, Rabbanan hold the yerush is called the bailim. Another joshua is korbanoi. The rabbi is called the bali chayvin the smicha. Let's say five people own the korban together, the shutfis. So lachari is all five have to make smicha. It's not enough for one to do for everybody, but every bailim, every owner has to make his own smicha. The Rashi says, "Kol bali chayvin." Chamisha shevil korban echad b'shutfis, kulam tzrichon lismicholov v'inechad samicholov. That's the drasha from korbanoi that every owner has to make smicha. So, but they don't have a, the rabbanim don't darshin korbanoi v'loy hayerush. Now the Gemara's the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbi is kol bali chayvin lismicha. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? To say that if you have shutfis, everybody has to make his own smicha. So, of course, he darshins the word korbanoi v'loy hayerush. That doesn't know this halacha, so one tells could be less. The next time he doesn't know from the special drasha. Rashi says this really Rabbi Yehuda could hold. Echos son of the kulam, yes, one person can make smicha for everybody. For heavy kesef, it's not called you being smicha korban chaveroi, since you have sheiches to it, since you're a shutfis here, therefore you're better than samer shliach for your chaver, and therefore you could take off tomorrow. You can make smicha for everybody. That's one shot. Vinami second tells could be no islay. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to this drasha, that all the shutfim have to make their own smicha. So it could be like this. It says the word kabbonah three times. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, oivit kechovim v'chaveru michad kronafka. From one